Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Have you seen a miracle before? Amen. This one is a miracle. I didn't even know it. I didn't believe it. It was really impossible. Because by 4:30 we left Abuja. Got into Port Harcourt about 5:30, and then we started coming. But Ogochukwu will give his own testimony of how we made it. But we had a flat tire at I think is it not Umuapu, I think. And we were still believing that we'll be able to get here. So praise God. Amen. And we thank God for the opportunity. This meeting is arranged by God. Amen. I wasn't thinking of coming at this time, but one morning God said it's time to go. And I've been thinking of coming to just share fellowship with the brethren, and it's not been possible. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads to pray. Lord, we thank you because in your time you make all things beautiful. Hallelujah. Thank you for making today to be beautiful. Thank you for giving us today. Thank you for the blood of Jesus that sprinkles and cleanses. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your purpose. We thank you, O God, for that which you are doing. We thank you for your goodness, the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord, we bless you. Hallelujah. For you have purpose to bless Zion. Your purpose to bring your visitation to us. We just glorify your name. We ask, Lord, that your presence will be here. We pray you will make a feast for us. You spread the table. You will make a feast of fine things. There will be strength for the weak. There will be healing for the sick. There will be hope for the discouraged. The crooked places will be made straight. The valleys will be filled up. That the mountains and the hills and the high places and the strongholds of the enemy will be leveled down. Lord, even the horns, you said there were four horns. Hallelujah. We come to prophesy upon the four horns. Hallelujah. You say your judgment has come. We come to the horns of the city. Even at the gates, we come to proclaim the name, the jubilee of the Lord, the liberty of the Lord, the day of the Lord, and that the prison doors will be opened. Hallelujah. We rebuke every spirit of discouragement, every scoffing spirit, every covering of darkness, that which has taken an agreement when the Lord had not spoken. We say the judgment of God is upon you, that the axe is laid to the root. Every stronghold, everything that our Father has not planted, we uproot in the name of Jesus. We ask, Lord, and we receive a restoration of the waste places, a restoration of the dry places, a restoration, hallelujah, of the fruitful field, hallelujah, a restoration of relationships, a restoration of vision, a restoration of call and anointing and consecration unto the work and service of the Lord. Hallelujah. That you do a new thing. You do a new thing in this land. Hallelujah. We come against that which has waxed old, that which has become rusty. We ask for oil, hallelujah, beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. Hallelujah. Oh yes, that the grave clothes will be removed. The grave clothes will be removed. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we just bless your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We glorify your name. We, by the blood of Jesus, we come to enter by the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus upon every heart, upon every temple that is here gathered. Hallelujah. We plead the blood. By the blood we enter. Oh yes, by the anointing of your spirit, against every accusation, every accusing spirit, by the blood of Jesus. For only by the blood shall we enter. We enter in, hallelujah, by the blood. By the blood, into this commonwealth, into this fellowship, into this place of life, hallelujah. Oh yes, for he said that bread has come back to Bethlehem, hallelujah. Oh yes, well thank you for the news, for this freshness that you are bringing, for you are restoring bread in Zion, hallelujah, restoring strength, and restoring Zion, building up the old waste places, building up the walls, building up the temple, building up the strongholds. Oh yes, reordering the army, reordering the priesthood, reordering our vision, hallelujah. Oh yes, Lord, you say a line, you would draw a line over Zion, hallelujah. Oh yes, you say go and buy land and build. Oh yeah, thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the good news that you are restoring Zion. Blessed be your name, Lord. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just bless you. Hallelujah. You say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Let's just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh, yes, we bless your name. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name. We bless be, oh yes. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is saying there's a restoration of bread. Amen. That's what I hear. God said this. You know, there was a time in Israel when there was no bread, when there was a famine. Hallelujah. When there was discouragement, and when there was, the Philistines were there, and there was no fighting instrument, there was no army. The people of God were in captivity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Bible says that God began to restore. Began to restore bread. Hallelujah. Amen. So I just want to proclaim that, because that's what God is saying, that there's a restoration of bread. Hallelujah. There's a restoration of bread. Amen. If you turn your Bibles to Matthew 25. Amen. Matthew 25 is the story of the church. Amen. It's the story of the church. I know the church is sweet when we come together as a small group. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, we are two or three are gathered. He's there. And I tell you, the Lord is here this evening. Now, the scripture says and teaches us that wherever you see woman, the word woman, that it addresses at least three things. One, it addresses the church. We know that it addresses the church because the church is the bride of Christ. So here he's saying, you can say there are two groups of people. You can say there are two callings. And someone will say, well, there are two ministries, because five is the number of ministry. But I'm telling you, something has changed. There is something that has changed in the business of God, because the season has changed. We have come into a place when God is intervening in the business of church. And yes, many years ago, this place was filled. Any assembly you go, you see a lot of end time people. But God is saying something new. Amen. And this weekend, we are going to look at it. We are going to hear that trumpet. I want to tell you there is a trumpet that is blowing. A new trumpet. A new one. Hallelujah. And then, it is for those who want to move forward. Those who want to move forward, that is, you are not concerned with failures of the past. You know, because I'm telling you, there have been failures in the end time church. The end time church is littered with failures, a history of failures, of failed relationships, failed visions, failed callings, failed ministries. And most importantly, there are many that have come back. Hallelujah. How many people have watched the Pilgrim's Progress? You have watched Pilgrim's Progress? Okay. If you look at, if you watch it, you will see when the man was, he was going, you know, to, he saw a light. They told him, make sure you get to that, if you get to that height, that it is the celestial city. And while he was going, he met many people. Some of them said, oh, we have gone there, there is nothing like that. This, you know, it doesn't, it's not a reality, it doesn't exist. Go back, come with me, and let's go and have a nice time. There are many people who have turned back because they have gotten disillusioned. They say this end time thing, it doesn't work. This Babylon thing, it doesn't work. You know, and the devil has filled the heart and the place with discouragement. As we move around to different countries, different places, the story is the same. The story is the same. Hallelujah. That you have a little flock, majority have turned back, and even those who are still remaining are discouraged. They're just pressing on because of one thing or the other. I don't know why you are still pressing on. Hallelujah. But I tell you, the story is the same everywhere. But I tell you, the story has changed. Amen. You know, in Moab, there was no bread. You know, the man, he cursed his two children. He said one is chillion, you know, cursing. The other one, he said, is sickness. He was bitter with God. He was offended. And he died, the children died. And, you know, the root pressed on. Hallelujah. The Bible says we are not of them who turn back, but we are of them who press on to the saving of the soul. Part of the problem of the end time church is from here. It's from the pulpit. Because those who should be serving bread are serving stale bread. Are serving stale bread and telling stories. Stories that will not help you. You know, I didn't bring my phone. I always, everybody knows, I always bring my phone. You know, the phones they have now is iPhone. The man who made it just died. I think he's not here today, Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs was a Buddhist. He got this inspiration from... Anyway, let's not go there. What am I saying? The world has left the church behind. So that's why the end time story is not relevant anymore. Because the world has moved forward. The devil has moved far, 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 far. And we cannot be running. It says, if you run with the footmen and they will lead you, what are you going to do with the horses? Horses speak of spirits. There are spirits that have been let loose, and they are walking. Darkness has increased. So the church must change its strategy. Amen. So we are changing our strategy. God is bringing forth a new word. Something fresh. They say Jonathan is the fresh air. Well, we're still looking for the fresh air. So we know that's not it. But I tell you, there's fresh air. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you're not even excited about it. Amen. I want to tell you, there's fresh air. There is something new. Hallelujah. And you know what is happening to the church is that the wise virgins and the foolish virgins are all sleeping. The church is in a time of slumber. Hallelujah. Everybody is sleeping. Both the wise virgins and the foolish virgins are all sleeping. You know, but there is something new. The only difference is that it says at midnight there was a trumpet. Amen. At midnight there was a trumpet. So there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Hallelujah. That's the new thing. You know, there are people who were in Bangui, Central African Republic. That was barely about a month ago. And we were talking. I didn't even know there was a pastor right there. And I was saying that the pastors are thieves. But there's a new one. So God said the elders have joined them too. So you have the pastors are thieves. The elders too are not thieves. I will explain to you later. If we have time. Anyway, so the man started crying. So we'll try to encourage him. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll try to encourage him. Amen. So where the church is that we're in a time of slumber. Everybody's sleeping. But there is something new. There's a breaking news that behold, the bridegroom cometh. Amen. And when you see that, then you know game has changed. I'm telling you, brethren, believe me, the game has changed. Hallelujah. The game has changed. Now let me show you, prove to you where the church is. Because of time, we're not going to read a lot of the scriptures. We'll leave it for tomorrow. But you see, in Genesis, we're looking at time, God's time. Now, it's important to understand time. Because if you don't understand time, you say, my people perish because of vision. There is no purpose. There is no understanding. Okay? Now, in Genesis, Bible said there was darkness everywhere. Darkness upon the deep. And if you read that place well, you know that it's not just talking about physical darkness. It's speaking of darkness within the soul. Darkness within the church. I mean, it says, you know, a woman speaks of the church. It speaks of the believer. And it also speaks of the soul of the believer. So there are three dimensions. One, it speaks of the church, it speaks of the believer, and it speaks of the soul. Amen. And where we are going to is we are coming to the dealing of God upon the soul. That is a new story in town. Amen. And we will show tomorrow why we know that this is the thing. That is the thing. It's a That is the game changer. The devil didn't know where it's coming from, but I'm telling you, that's what has changed the whole game. Amen. Hallelujah. God said he will make an end of transgression. Let me tell you, God is going to finish, he's already finishing transgression. There is a reason why there is transgression and sin and iniquity, and God is dealing with it. Amen. Before, it was covered, but God is opening it up. You know, Paul talked about the mystery of Christ. You know, the brethren did not know about the mystery of Christ. They only knew that Christ came, but Paul, God began to show him that the Gentiles and the Jews were all called to be part of. It was a revelation that wasn't in the church that caused a lot of confusion, but God began to open to him and show him. And when that came, it changed the whole story. Amen. Amen. And I'm telling you, at this time again, God is beginning to open some things. Hallelujah. And that's a game changer. Hallelujah. Anyway, in Genesis, the Bible says that you must realize that. And that's why you are discouraged. I can feel discouragement everywhere. The reason why you are discouraged is because the devil is showing you what he wants you to see. Amen. He's showing you what he wants you to see. He's not showing you what God wants you to see. Now, if your vision changes, what we talked about, that we can be changed in the twinkling of an eye. Your vision must change. Hallelujah. Now it says, the first day was evening and morning. Hallelujah. When there was darkness everywhere, there wasn't light. Everything was dark. And God said, let there be light. And then there was the evening and the morning. In other words, the day began with darkness. Do you understand? The first day began with darkness. Hallelujah. Before the light came. Amen. The second, don't sleep, bro. No time for sleeping. Amen. Hallelujah. The children, don't sleep, bro, because when you are watching all those programs, you like it. You don't sleep, so no sleeping. Hallelujah. The second day was evening and morning. Hallelujah. The third day was evening, or you know, was darkness and light. He says it was the fourth day. It was evening and morning. Same thing with the fifth day. And then particularly with the sixth day. Amen. The sixth day began with darkness. Amen. And that darkness is going to break into the morning. And that morning we usher in the day of the Lord, which is the seventh day. It's a day of rest. Don't you understand? So do you get the trick? Do you get understand what's going on? So which part of the day are we now? Where are we now? Where are we? Are we in the darkness or we are in the day? Where are we? Okay, I don't have time. It's almost 9 o'clock, so we're not, you know, so this is just to tease you a bit. Tomorrow we will have time to go through the scripture. Amen. There's a scripture in Revelation 13. Maybe we should read that. Revelation 13. Let's read it. To tell you that it's nothing special. What is happening now is nothing special. Hallelujah. It hasn't taken God by surprise. Somebody say, can the devil overcome the Christian? Sister, can the devil overcome the Christian? Can the devil overcome a Christian? Eh? Eh. Okay now. But that's your own gospel now. Because the one we are going to read now says the devil overcame the Christian. So God tell all those who are at home, tell them to come back. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. Revelation 13. Revelation 13. Who can read for us quickly? from verse 1 to from verse 1 to 8. Eh? You want to try? Well, quickly.
And it stood still upon the
sand. No. Don't read all those ones. Uh-huh. King James.
And I stood upon the sand.
Uh-huh.
And saw a beast rather than the sea. Having seven heads and ten horns. And upon his horns, ten crowns. And upon his heads, he made a black belly. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. And his feet were as the feet of a bear.
So, what do you do?
As the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his arm and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking many things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him for 2 months.
Okay. Amen. Is that in your Bible? Is it correct? What she read? Amen. Hallelujah. That is the state of the church. Now, God is not interested in religion. Huh? God is not interested in religion. Now, if you read verse 5 says, and power was given unto him to continue for the 2 months. Okay, and then verse 7 said that he made war with the saints and he overcame them. So who did he overcome? Which kind of saints did he overcome? The what? Those who are not very strong. Okay, very good. Okay, how those who are not strong, how does the Bible, what does the Bible say they are? Huh? Okay, yeah, like. Oh, this is not right. Okay. The outer court. Okay. The Bible says in Revelation 11 that the outer court will be destroyed, will be trodden under. Hey, give me the cover. Okay, so the Bible tells us that this outer court, in Revelation 11, and in Daniel 7 and 8, it tells us very clearly that the outer court is going to be, okay, use the word destroyed. Okay, and my sister here says the weak Christians. Amen. The question is, Okay, somebody told us in 2005 that the Nigerian Christians, Nigerian church, is in the outer court. Do you remember that? Do you remember it? In that, what's the name of that school? Eh? Is it FSP? Not FSP Hall. Is that the FSP Hall? Uh-huh. That's why they told us that the Nigerian church is in the outer court. Have we left the outer court? Well, you better leave the outer court. Amen. Because the devil has been anointed, has been given authority by the devil, by God, to overcome the outer court. That's worldliness has overtaken the outer court. So it doesn't matter who you are, whether you are an elder or you are a brother or a sister or a child, a young person, whoever you are, you must move on. But the thing is that some people are even moving out of the outer court itself. And they say we are end time. Okay, so end time has become a title, so we are removing it. We now call it death to self message. It's no longer kingdom message. So please, in this fellowship, nobody should say kingdom message. It's now death to self message. Hallelujah. So that should put away those who are not serious. Tell them to stay at home. They shouldn't bother coming. Amen. Hallelujah. Those who want to die, you are welcome. Amen. So the devil will overcome the saints, but those who are in the outer court, those who are carnal, that's the reason why he can overcome. So the devil has kept, or is keeping, many of us at that operation of the outer court. And when we are there, we think there is nothing happening, but I'm telling you, a lot is happening. Hallelujah. Now, the outer court church is also the church that has the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is it not so? Because here you have the laver, and here you have the brazen altar. Okay? But here you have the basin. This is outer court. I'm not here to talk about the outer court. They will find anywhere we meet, we waste time on the outer court. That's why we're not moving forward. So we're not here to talk about the outer court. But majority of people are operating at that level. Amen. It's a realm of carnality. The purpose of the outer court is just one thing. To deal with sin. And tomorrow, we'll be able to get into it. Don't sleep. Wake up. No. Can't sleep. Next time you sleep, you stand up here. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The purpose of the outer court is to deal with sin. Hallelujah. How many people know that this is hell? Okay, we used to call it wilderness before, but it has changed now. We used to call it wilderness, or say it is the world. Okay, better, you say it's Egypt, is it not so? But the terminology has changed. But the devil has been deceiving us. Now we know better. Amen. The outer court is the part of the church that has boundary, that shares boundary with hell. Is that true? Don't say yes, so if you're not sure. So this brother has come with false doctrine. No, we don't know. Which false doctrine has he brought now from Port Harcourt? Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, but tomorrow we'll show you the scripture. David said, behold, I was shapen in sin. Eh? And in iniquity, did my, okay, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Okay? So when a man is born, where is he born? 2 Corinthians says that you are formerly darkness. Now you are what? Light. There are only two. It's either light or darkness. It's either hell or heaven. Hallelujah. You know, we don't want to know that we are in hell, but brother, the sooner you settle the matter, the better for you. That in this over now, that is hell. You say, ah, can you say, this our final word is hell. Okay, now you will see. Heaven is also here. Depending on which realm you are walking in. Okay, the scripture says, we are seated with Christ, where? You are seated, before you were seated in Christ, where were you? You were in the world, is it also? And where is the world? Church, wake up. We have been sleeping, let's wake up. Sister, say wake up. Wake up from sleep. Wake up from sleep. The man that is seated in Christ in heavenly places, if he's not in Christ, where is he? Where is he? Because we love the world. We love hell. We love darkness. Amen. Bible said that because they love the darkness, they will not come to the light. Lest that the light do what? Judge the darkness. The Bible said that he will not leave my soul where? In hell. Or suffer my holy one. I was talking about himself. To see what? Corruption. In fact, Acts chapter 2, verse 31 says, concerning the resurrection of Christ, how that he did not suffer his body to see corruption or leave his soul in hell. In other words, when you talk about resurrection, you must be talking about your body, you must be talking about the soul, and you must be talking about the spirit. Those three dimensions went to hell. Not just went to hell, became a house of demons, a house of idols. Hallelujah. If you look at Proverbs 27, it says the spirit of man is the what? Is the lamp of the Lord. Doing what? Giving light to all the rooms and parlors. In fact, it says all the furnished rooms and parlors in your soul. Do you understand? You are a room, rooms and parlors in you. You are God's dwelling place. You are God's mansion. Hallelujah. When a man is born, when the soul is occupied by demons, by devils, it's their house. It's God's house. But they went there and dwell there. Hallelujah. That is the issue. That is the issue. And this weekend, we are going to be able to address it. Because for a long time, we have carried on in church. And we're not addressing the issue. You know, what the devil has done is to take the soul and give God a carcass. So the man comes to church, you come to church, but your emotion, your desires are where? They are watching Arsenal. Or you are here, you are cooking at home. You are here, your emotions are battered by somebody. So you are quarreling with somebody. You don't understand. That is what God wants. The devil has taken it. You say, God, okay, let the man come to church and just, okay, brother, I'm here. But in your soul, you are not there. God is no longer interested in I am here physically. He says, I will write my law where? In their mind. Do you understand? If you don't present your mind to God, then you are not in church. Church is no longer physical presence. What is that church is? The new covenant, which by tomorrow we should be talking about. There's a new covenant, brethren. God, in fact, God says that the holy place church has expired. Church has the thing called church has expired. In fact, it is now Old Testament. According to Thus says the Lord, it is Old Testament. If everything you knew as church is now Old Testament. Start with this brother now. What is he talking about here now? Everything you knew as church, God has cancelled it. Hallelujah. Because the devil has carefully made sure that we have not addressed the issue. Amen. We have not, brethren, we have not addressed the issue. We have organized crusades, we have had conferences, we have had meetings, we have had quarrels, we have had quarrel settling meetings. What else again have we done? We have done many things. But brethren, we have not touched the issue. Hallelujah. It says, I'll make a new covenant with you. I'll make a new covenant. Say, I will put my law in what part? That is the new covenant. Hallelujah. God is not interested in church, whether I do fellowship or MIS. Which other one do you have? Stadium Road Fellowship. Abanta Road Fellowship. God is not interested in all these things. He's not here for fellowship. He's here for what? Say, my son, give me your heart. Hallelujah. God is not interested in fellowship. Because in those days, they said the temple of the Lord. Jesus, can you see our great temple? Say, temple, okay. I just give you 5 years and it's down. Say, not even one stone will stand. Everything is coming down. He said, look, destroy this temple and I will raise it up. And he spoke of what? The temple of his body. Temple is looking at me and you are looking for another temple. Hallelujah. You have not developed God's temple. We have not developed God's temple. You know the word God is saying? He says sealed houses. I heard that word in Lagos. God says sealed houses. You know what you see here? You know with the scripture? In Haggai. He said that these people say, it is not time to build the Lord's house. What is the Lord's house? Say, there are no chairs. We need to change these chairs and get. Let's change these chairs now. This one is dirty. Remove it and get nice. Go and get nice chair. If I remove it, put air condition here. What again would you do? Yeah, there are many things to do here now. You can put marble and paint this one black, blue, green, light yellow. Just make it. Then you build the house of the Lord. Then I saw a man the other day. He donated a church and he was very happy. I said, this one. I said, oh God. And we are like that. Amen. Say yes now. If you don't want to answer me, say yes now. Say amen. Okay, you don't want to answer me. That's what we are doing. We are building physical rubbish. Hallelujah. Somebody said, does God dwell in temple made with hands? What an insult. But that's the focus. But said, why men slept, the devil came and did what? So tears. Where was he sowing the tears? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, bread is coming back. Say amen. Now say, try. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I will not be deceived. I don't know about you. Amen. You know, there's one song that says, I am next in line for the miracle. I'm next. The miracle I'm looking for is not money. The miracle I'm looking for is that this temple is going to be prepared. Hallelujah. Amen. I am next in line for your miracle. Say, this is what? My time. So okay, I've not been driving Mercedes. Now it's my time to drive Mercedes. Is it not so? I don't have wife, then God will give me wife. I don't have job, God will give me job. I've not been eating goat meat. At least let me eat goat meat. My own is not the worst. Amen. Say amen now. I never drank cornflakes in the morning. Let me drink cornflakes in the morning. My time has come. Hallelujah. You come here and you are dancing, disturbing everybody. Because you ate cornflakes in the morning, you have not eaten before. Hallelujah. That's why the devil has reduced us. Wretched. He said, if only in this life we have hope. Hallelujah. Amen. There is a new covenant. And that's where it's happening. Amen.
Amen.
Fellowship has changed though. That's why you don't see people here. They are all in the world. They think they came, they didn't see something, they left. Because they thought, you know, but God has changed it. Amen. Do you know why? God will no longer sustain Babylon. That era is gone. The era of mission. God allowed it and now he says no more. So I'm here to announce to you, God says no more. He will no longer sustain Babylon. I know that is a word that is very strange now, isn't it? So the word Babylon is a very, very strange. When you talk about it, it's new, it's a new word. But there was a time it wasn't new. Do you understand what I'm talking about, man? Amen. God will no longer sustain Babylon. Physical arrangement. Hallelujah. God is a spirit. And they that worship him must do what? Must worship him in spirit. Who is the spirit? Hallelujah. Who is the spirit? God says, that is the worship I want. And that is the worship he's looking for. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So there is a plane. There is a place where there is discouragement. There's a place where there is darkness, disillusionment. There's no hope. There's a place where the word of God is cast. There's a place where there is, you know, no oil, no water. You know, there was a woman that went there. Think now, which woman was it? She had been laboring every day. She will go out to do for water. Hallelujah. She had 5 husbands. She had married the apostle. He didn't solve problem. He married the prophet. He didn't solve problem. He married the teacher. He didn't solve problem. Any doctrine that came, she married. And yet, she was still hungry. Amen. That woman is your soul. He's been famished, hungry, thirsty, looking for life. But Jesus said, I will show you something. Amen. It's my prayer that this weekend we can see that place of water. Amen. That you can come to the place of life. I'm telling you, brethren, there is a place of life where this water doesn't dry. Where this bread doesn't cease. Hallelujah. There's a place of plenty. There's a place of fellowship. In Songs of Solomon, there was one of those women. She was walking around at midnight. And the robbers caught her and beat her up. Say, I'm looking for my beloved. Amen. Say that, come, say, show me where you meet. Where is it that you feed their flock? There's a place where there is life now. As I'm talking to you, a place of life. Hallelujah. Amen. The foolish bride. God says something about the foolish bride. We used to preach it the right way around. God said, no, it's wrong. The problem that we have now in the church is a problem of backsliding. It's a problem of backsliding. The fire has gone out, quenched. Now, the foolish bride, it says she didn't have oil in the vessel. That's not where the problem was. The problem was that in the lamp, the oil had been run out. She was dry. not just in the vessel, but right in her spirit, there was no oil, dried up. Hallelujah. Yes, she knew. And I'm telling you that the devil is showing you darkness, showing you wickedness, showing you weakness in yourself, showing you all the negative things, the things you cannot do, the things you used to do, you can't do. He says, see it now. Hallelujah. And you believe that report without knowing that there is something better. God says that we believe better things of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I would say that the root, when you see a root that is in the desert, there's no water. They say that when it hears the scent of water, what happens? Hallelujah. That it says there is hope for me. And I want to tell you, brethren, that there is hope. For those who have a taste for the water, hallelujah, that God is restoring life. But that life is not in your fellowship. That place is in the fellowship of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's in the realm of the spirit. That's where the saints now gather. Hallelujah. The people of God meet in the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, is he saying we shouldn't meet together? No, he said don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. You must come. But when you come, we are not going to come like before. There's a new coming. Hallelujah. You come in the spirit. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say, brethren, that there is something new that happened in Zion. God says the oil has dried. Not just in the vessel, but in the spirit. So first of all, you must heal the spirit. You must bring the oil back. Then the oil must get back to the vessel, then fire will come. Hallelujah. How you know the temple of God is what? Fire. If there's no fire, then it's not God's temple. Hallelujah. Even on that day of Pentecost, physical fire came to declare that this is a new temple. That fire used to be on buildings, isn't it not so? Isn't it not so? But on that day, it changed. It began to drop on human beings. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that you are God's business. You are God's business. Hallelujah. God is not interested in the physical building. Say, you are my dwelling place. You are the reason why I came. Hallelujah. You are the reason. Your emotions, your desires, your wills. And that's why the devil wants you to quarrel. To have disagreement. Because if your emotions are affected, you're out. If your mind is affected. And that's why the young people have a problem, because they are obsessed with electronic gadgets. They are seeing all kinds of things, and they're blocking their minds. They come to church. In fact, when they come to church, they are not there. Talk of what even happens on their own. Can't even have time to pray because their minds are blocked by images. Hallelujah. That era is over. Amen. Hallelujah. The devil will no longer have my soul. He will not leave my soul in hell. Hallelujah. How many people believe that? Say, he will not leave my soul in hell. Hallelujah. Or suffer his only one to do what? To see corruption. He will raise it up. He said, I will raise it up when? At the last day. So the last day begins with darkness, and that's where we are. We are in the last day. We are going towards midnight. We're not quite there, but we're in the season of darkness. Every day is increasing. It says Boko Haram. Who knows what is coming next year? But this time, last day, nobody knew of Boko Haram. Did you know? It just came. That's another wave of darkness. Hallelujah. Today, God is shaking the whole nations everywhere. Hallelujah. So, I believe that this weekend, God has something for us. How many people believe that God has something for us? Hallelujah. So, guys, spread the news that God has something new. They want them not to come. If they are coming based on the old order, we have had enough of old order. Amen. Say amen now. Huh? We have had enough of the old order. Amen. We want something new. Amen. There's a new wine. There's a new bread. There's a new fellowship. Amen. And that woman, when she's dry, said she left and ran away. Say, come and see the man that told me. Amen. Hallelujah. She touched life. And she was, says that out of the belly of it will flow rivers of living water. Amen. The problem of man itself, not sin. See, this one is another new false doctrine. The problem of man, your problem is not sin. It's called what? Huh? The problem of man is self, not sin. But if the devil can keep you battling with sin, you will never get to God's purpose for your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And by the grace of God, we are going to be able to touch it, to deal with these issues. So we are going to close. And in closing, we'll thank God because of the new wine and the new bread. Amen. Because of the new fountain that He's bringing us to. Amen. Where we will not thirst again. Where we will come to a place of refreshing. There will be life. Hallelujah. After 5 husbands, you have had enough. Hallelujah. You need the real husband. Hallelujah. And that husband is going to bring refreshing to our soul. Amen. The foolish bride, she was involved with 5 husbands. He said, 7 women take hold of one man. Say, let us just... Hallelujah. Amen. The real woman must end up here in the bedchamber. That's where the real woman is. Hallelujah. That's where it's happening. Hallelujah. Somebody says, no, it is Old Testament. We have not yet broken through the veil. Let me tell you a story. People are breaking through their veil now. Hallelujah. Those days are gone. We shall. It's not we shall. It's now. Now are we the sons of God. Hallelujah. If you want to be a bride, that's your destination. Amen. This is the veil. And Hebrews 10:19 and 2 Corinthians 3 has summarized it for us. It says, having therefore boldness. Amen. To enter into the holiest. Hallelujah. Amen. He said that when he shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be broken. The New Testament experience has no veil because there is no room for the flesh, no room for self. The end time Christians say no. We want to have part of the world and we want to have part of kingdom. Amen. So they are neither hot or cold. And God says it's out. Hallelujah. So tomorrow, by God's grace, we are going to be able to look at the scriptures and get into some of these things to give a foundation as to what God is saying or what the trumpet is saying. Because right now we are in the first part of the 6th day. Hallelujah. Well, you can say first part of the millennium. Of the 7th day is darkness. But very soon the church is going to break through into the morning, into that place of rest. Hallelujah. And I want to be among that first fruit company. Hallelujah. By every calculation, 6,000 years has passed. By any calculation you want to use, 6,000 years has passed on this earth. It's gone. We are in the 7th. Hallelujah. And the 7th will begin with darkness. It is a time of unrighteousness. It's a time of evil. And when you see evil, says when you see Jerusalem surrounded, even physically, Israel is, this is the most lonely period for Israel now. Everybody has deserted. Pray hard that Nigeria doesn't follow. Pray, just pray hard that we don't follow. Hallelujah. The last time they did it in 1973, you know what happened? Hallelujah. Nigeria voted against Israel. And we landed into trouble. Amen. And now it's at the corner. In fact, Nigeria is the president of the Security Council for this month. Hallelujah. Say that when you see Jerusalem surrounded, know that your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. So even physically we see it happening. So we know in the spirit it's already a reality. There is so much darkness, discouragement, you know. But in the midst of that, say, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. That is when God is coming to his people. Hallelujah. At midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet the Lord. It's the time, this is the time to break forth. Hallelujah. If you don't pray this year, you cannot pray next year. But I'm telling you, it's going to be more difficult. The economy of America is coming down. Europe is already coming down. Yesterday, Britain printed how many billion pounds? They had to print because the economy is coming down. Do you understand? Hallelujah. And they say the economy, something for Nigeria, is going to become dark. That's the prediction. Now it's a boom. So I'm telling you, this is the time to run into God. Hallelujah. And that is the lifeline God is giving to us. When men say there is a casting down, that is the time to say what? There is. It's not just lifting up by mouth. You must find it. You must find that place of rest. Hallelujah. And we believe God will give it to us this weekend. And in the days ahead, you have strength to move forward. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's 9:30. I think we should close. Amen. And then hopefully tomorrow we'll continue. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Let it be to work out every spirit that has gone into this world is sent for a particular purpose. He said that there was unclean spirit like frogs that came out of the mouth of the first prophet. There was spirit of devil sent out doing miracles to do a particular thing, to gather men, to stir up and commit rebellion in the heart against God. And that is the spirit that is sent out to restore our soul. We see that spirit tonight. Let it begin to walk. Let it do its own work. Something that is a mighty river that is blowing. As a mighty wind that is blowing. Let it sweep throughout your soul tonight. Let it walk its own work cleansing. Let it bring deliverance. Let it bring hope. Let it challenge our soul forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for the words that have come forth. We ask tonight for the capacity to receive these words with meekness, that they might walk in our soul unto salvation. We pray for the spirit of understanding tonight, to capture the truth, the essence of what you are saying to us tonight, that we may know what Israel wants to do. Lord, we ask tonight for an unction of this weekend, Lord. And there be an unction to hear, an unction to understand, and an unction to respond. Let that be our unction in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We give the power back for the end. We give you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We forgive you to feast upon the words. We ask that our hearts will keep that which has been committed to us. That no man take it from us. No spirit take it from us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. We just want to bless you for the strength of you for tonight, the opportunity in spite of the challenges. Thank you for the strength to stay, to hear your word. That this word may profit us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you for tomorrow. Thank you for the things that are backing on things for us. But I want us to profit therein as well. I want us to be fruitful therein in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you for brethren. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the challenges that have been on their way. Thank you for the limitations, the resistance from the enemy. Thank you, Father, for truly knowing that have your way. Bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to congratulate you. Hallelujah. For staying away and for staying around. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This day, pray for the name of wisdom. Hallelujah. May who knows the things that matter. Amen. Who are prepared to stay away from those things. By the grace of God, tomorrow we want to start early. Early means 4 o'clock.